This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, indeed. You may dial in toll free to bring up what you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Are dating apps causing a rise in STD, sexually transmitted diseases? With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us and also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. You can do all of that for free. It's a Reddit-based site where you can actually create the content. What you see there on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive as we go to the phones, to the fun. We'll first start with Gamma Blast listening in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gamma Blast.
Hey, guys. I noticed over time Ian's always promoting police to use their discretion. So isn't this judge just using his discretion and giving these people a break?
Well, I don't think you could describe that as discretion exactly. Generally, discretion is used to describe a time when a officer will look the other way entirely. This discretion doesn't usually mean a sort of a quid pro quo deal being cut.
First he's looking at their butts, then he's looking the other way.
All right, I see what you're saying. There's only one step in between. All right, I get where you're coming from.
I know Mark argues that they shouldn't use discretion. You should have, you know, fewer laws and no discretion, because this is what happens when they can use the discretion.
Yeah, frankly,
and
I think that they
should use that as a power tool against somebody.
Yeah, I think that they I think that the solution to sort of many of the problems we have in the United States regarding law enforcement and government overreach generally is that the individuals, the police officers, the government bureaucrats, whomever it might be, should be liable for their actions to whomever they harm. And if they could be sued without sort of sovereign immunity or qualified immunity or whatever immunity they might have, then they would probably act in only the circumstances where action was truly warranted.
I suspect this judge could be sued in this case.
Yes, I don't think that there's any kind of immunity for this.
Right, what he was doing was so far outside of the scope.
If you're suing the state, you won't be suing the judge in particular. Right?
In this particular case with a judge, for listeners who don't know, we're talking about 4,500 photos were found on his computer, many of them involving naked defendants in poses, various poses, some alleging sexual activity with the judge.
Seems reasonable.
These are all things that he did not do with the approval of the state in any way, shape, or form. So it's outside of the scope of his role as a judge, and so he could be liable
both
for that.
Who's got bigger pockets, the state or the judge? They're going to go after the state for the big payday. Not
both he and the state are liable in this circumstance as far from a legal standpoint. I would agree with you on that.
Gamma Blast, anything else you want to share tonight?
I think that's it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. That's what we do here. We'll take your calls as well. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it's a pervy judge or STDs on the rise. We'll talk more about that coming up. Tim is on the line first, listening in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were talking about earlier, legalization or decriminalization at the least of marijuana. Now, I suffer from some migraine headaches. They're basically not migraines, but they're just bad sinus headaches. But if a migraine's worse than this, I'd probably want to shoot myself. But, the case is that, I think that if CBD oil or whatever, if any of those things could actually work, I would love to be able to use them, but I don't think that Wyoming is ever going to decriminalize or legalize because it's such a conservative state. I mean, not that I'm slamming that because I appreciate it rather than California, but the case.
You know, I wonder about that. Even if it brings up a larger question of how many states will do this. Do you think there's a stopping point at which the more red states, if you will, just don't legalize or decriminalize cannabis at all? Because it seems to me like it's an inevitability that it's going to be that way over time. But maybe you're right. Maybe it'll only be half the states or whatever that do this.
There are counties still that have not legalized alcohol.
That's true. So blue counties or whatever, dry counties.
It could very well be the circumstance. You guys are right there next to Colorado, if I remember my rectangular states properly. And then I would assume that some of the stuff from Denver, because I know that there are counties in Colorado that currently basically have marijuana still illegal, as I understand it. And that means that, you know, maybe it'll creep over to, at least medical should creep over to Wyoming, I would hope.
Well, if I was a Native American, which I may have a tiny, tiny fraction of an amount of Native American blood in me, if I was on a reservation, I could actually use, because they're sovereign. They're called sovereign states, sovereign nations. They're actually only under the jurisdiction of their own tribal law and, unfortunately, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. But they can grow marijuana. They can use marijuana. They can have whatever they like. And I'm not saying that I, you know, want to live on the res, but the case is that they do what they want to do. And, you know, I am only a few hundred miles away from Colorado, but at the same time, I see how people are, you know, like I said, like I said before, I've known people in the business in California, in the Northern California area where I live, and there are just a lot of burnout cases. And that's the case. I don't want people to turn into, and you can't, you know, you're talking earlier about the, somebody having a small amount of THC or any component of marijuana in their blood. And if you have a class A license, a class one, depending on which, you know, whatever it's called, wherever you happen to live.
You mean like for a professional driver?
Right. A professional driver is then you're hauling rocket fuel or you're towing nuclear waste around or whatever it is. You cannot even have a smidge. I mean, one hair follicle's worth in your entire body would, you know, make you ineligible forever to have a commercial driver's license. Basically, I mean, they will take your license away.
Wow.
And you can, there's the zero tolerance, absolutely zero tolerance. And it's just the same thing for DUI. I mean, any amount of alcohol at all, if you have a class one license.
How often do you get tested as a professional driver for drugs?
They can test you whenever they feel like testing.
Is it the feds that test you or is it the company that you work for?
Well, the company you work for is going to be liable if you're the one driving for them. So they're going to want to test you. But at the same time, if you're pulled over by the highway patrol, by the state patrol, whatever it happens to be, even if it's the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs Police, if they see you doing something wrong, they're not going to ignore it. You know, they're going.
But the police ever issue tests to professional drivers, or is that just something that the companies do?
No, what I'm saying, I mean, it could happen either way. It could happen both ways.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So, as a professional driver in the United States, you have to be willing to subject yourself to a government-issued test in addition to any issued by your company.
Just another reason to thank truck drivers every time you see them.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, because if you think about, let's say somebody's, you know, done some ketamine or. All right, I'm saying, or maybe ketamine. I'll say they're high on something, whatever it happens to be. You know, they dropped acid and then had a dab and then they're puffing away on a joint and, you know, maybe they're smoking a cigar now, but they're high as a kite and they're driving down the road and, you know, 30 tons of whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too safe.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, then, you know, they don't care if they're going to smash somebody or smash themselves. They'll drive through a building if they and not know it.
Is it which cops typically carry these tests? Is it State Highway Patrol, National DOT? I mean, who is it that is administering these tests to these drivers randomly?
Well, I know that in California, the police have. I mean, you know, okay, let's say for instance, if you have a license, okay, we've gone over the license thing, but. You know, ad infinitum, but I won't go into that. So, but if you have the piece of plastic that says you're able to use a vehicle on the road, you automatically submit in California. Yep. You automatically...
Yeah, I guess I was just curious to know if it was every cop that had a test on them or was just a highway patrol. Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. If you're a professional driver out there and you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to do so. These poor guys, I mean, they are just harassed left and right by these government agencies, and you know, they got to keep logs. They can't drive more than a certain number of hours, and that just barely scratches the surface. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Yet another way for you to reach out to us and get your thoughts on the air. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking that we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. We've talked about THC and driving. Gerald W. Perry, our own co-host, getting coverage in The Blaze, capitalism and monopoly. You can talk about all these things or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Baltimore's WBFF reporting, and this is Fox News Baltimore. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise for the first time in roughly a decade, and online dating could be a contributing factor. Swiping right and knowing very little about the person you're meeting online could be factors in the latest numbers. Reported cases of three STDs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, have increased for the first time since 2006, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Young people ages 15 to 24 account for nearly half of the 20 million new cases of STDs each year, which cost the United States an annual $16 billion. The biggest spike is in the rate of syphilis, up 15% since 2013. With more and more Americans turning to online and mobile dating sites, it's hard to know how much of a role that behavior may play, but the nature of these sites means cases of disease are also hard to track, says the CEO of Evergreen Health, Dr. Peter Belinson. He says, quote, public health succeeds by tracking the partner and getting the person treated. And with online dating and people not even knowing who the person is, if you come down with chlamydia or gonorrhea, let's say, and you want to make sure you treat the partner, there's no way of knowing who the partner is. Is that true? I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you, Mark. It's not that you've ever used, what is it, Tinder? Is it,
I haven't, no.
Yeah, I'm asking the universe here, those of you listening. Is it true that when you connect with somebody on one of these online dating sites, you don't actually find out who the person is? Or is that just like by default you don't know and you can ask them and then maybe they'll tell you? Or
well, they give as much information as they wish to give in their profile.
Right.
And they meet the people they wish to meet in their profile.
In the circumstances that they feel comfortable meeting.
Right. Right. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
So there must be people who are just meeting others and having no idea who it is. Oh, they've seen their picture and that's good enough. They're ready to have sex with them.
Statistically, there must be people that are doing that.
Yeah. How common, though, is it? Is the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could say that it's probably, you know, I mean, these apps are making it so that you can parse through people of your preference pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, yeah. Is it possible? Sure. All this is possible, Ian. Is it, you know, certainly not going to work this way for everybody?
Yeah, I feel like this is unfairly targeting these apps. Now, again, I have no experience with Tinder. I have used OkCupid.
They're claiming that that these sexually transmitted diseases have upticked recently.
Yes.
Can you come up with another reason why that might have occurred?
Well, obviously, this is correlation, not causation here, right? So we don't know if just because people are using these dating apps doesn't necessarily mean that the uptick in sexually transmitted diseases is caused by the people's use of those dating apps. I mean, after all, you could still go down, you could still, you know, the classic meet someone at a bar.
Yep.
You still don't know who that person is, and if you didn't get their phone number, then you have no way of contacting them if you have a one-night stand at a bar.
You could statistically, you know, just sort of I mean, I'm sure somebody out there is doing a study asking young people, people of all ages probably, how often have you had sex in the last month, and when was the last time you had sex, and these kind of things, you know, asking them questions about their sexual life. And if you could compare those year over year, and the incidences of increased sex, not just sexually transmitted disease, but increased sex, corresponded with the advent and the proliferation of these apps, then I think you could call it causative.
If it's true people are having more sex now, then it would make sense that diseases are spreading more now.
That's what the claim, I would say, that the sort of underlying claim of this article is.
Okay. I could see that argument there. And is it true? Are people having more sex now because of apps like Tinder? It's believable, that claim, because you are connecting people in a way that they've never been connected before. And it's also connecting people in a way, from what I understand from, you know, what people have said about using these services, is that most people are there solely to find sexual partners. That it's not a dating service as much as it is a hookup service. You find somebody that you're attracted to physically, you meet them, have sex with that person, and that's it. That's not to say that there aren't people who have met folks there. I know that that they've stayed with, if you will. I know that Robin Ann from the Rebel Love Show met through Tinder. So, and they've had a great relationship going on a couple years now. At this point, they're getting married this summer at NH Hemp Fest.
Certainly not the only only people this has ever happened to.
No, certainly not. But what I hear from people is that Tinder is used for, and you know, there are competitors that are similar to it. That is mostly used for a sort of promiscuity, if you will. And if that's true, then it does make sense that that would lead to more STDs spreading. So I get that.
Yeah, you should use a prophylactic device, whether you're, grinding, tendering, or whatever it is you might be doing. I mean,
always good advice. Of course, that's not a guarantee of safety, right? The prophylactic will not stop all STDs from transmission, will it?
Stop crabs, period.
Yeah.
I mean, it just won't stop them.
Yeah, exactly. They're just going to jump on over. Woo!
Well, there you go.
So if you've got experience with the Tinder world, especially picking up an STD from it, maybe you want to, you know, I don't know if you want to admit
that. That's not what we call getting lucky, right?
Yeah.
Picking up an STD.
If you want to, you know, I don't know if you want to admit it, but you're welcome to join us here and share your
experience.
You
can use a fake name. Anybody who calls in can call in with a different name. It's not like we're going to call you back and make sure that it's your right name.
Well, the other thing is some people who are so sexually active are using these services. They could have multiple partners in a relatively short time frame. You know, if they're attractive and they're super addicted to sex and having multiple, you know, different people that they're having sex with, the variety aspect of that, then you wouldn't be able to determine who gave you the STD. If you've had 15 partners in a relatively short period of time, how do you know where that chlamydia came from? You'd have to go back and ask all of them to take a sexually transmitted disease test, and not all of them are going to.
You're not going to be able to get a hold of all of them, especially if you say that you have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess I can see where they're coming from here. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and this is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And also, you could get up to $35,000 for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason. Just go to loanus.com. They can help you out, match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online, loanus.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit loanus.com right now. And loanus.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or broker and doesn't make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See loanus.com for more details. So you can bring up anything you want. Your thoughts on STDs on the rise for the first time since 2006. According to the story here, syphilis is the biggest one that has gone up 15% since just 2013. And some people are suggesting that it is the use of dating apps. Now, and these are called dating apps, but I'd be interested in knowing the demographics or the usage statistics of how people are actually using them, because what I hear from people is that they're using them for, like, sex apps, basically, just to hookups. Meet with somebody, have sex, go home, and, you know, maybe meet with them again at another time to have sex, but to not actually have a relationship with that person.
I don't know whether to be disgusted or jealous.
Let's talk to Rusty. He's in Texas. Now, you can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So, Rusty, what's on yours? Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy. I called yesterday about Texas Session and just kind of want to give another update.
Yeah, that's right. You said the Republican Party in Texas is going to be having a possible vote at their upcoming state convention. Isn't that right?
Yes, they actually will. It passed out of subcommittee now, so there will be a floor vote from the delegates that are there present. With an 18-9 vote with four abstentions, what happened was two people tried to get the plank out where there wouldn't be a platform vote. That was voted on, and 18 people wanted to see it debated. So it should be going to the floor for an actual vote, which is a huge victory.
And that includes a debate, right? So people will talk about it on the floor of the convention. You know, people will get behind microphones, give their opinions, and then there'll be a vote. That's how it'll work?
Yeah, hopefully, unless they do some parliamentary procedure to try and squelch it. It's not impossible, but I'm hoping there'll actually be a floor debate. If not, a list of all the SREC members, which is like this special representatives for each Senate district in Texas, have a committee, and they were the ones who initially denied the kind of ballot, in, or not ballot, petition to put it on the Republican primary ballot to be voted on.
Mm-hmm.
A list is going around of all the people who voted against it, and tomorrow there'll be a vote for those people, and hopefully we'll get some of them out, and if the floor debate doesn't go well, then we can try to get through SREC again. But
through what?
That's through the special committee to get it on the primary ballot, where that way every Republican Texan can vote in the primary on it.
That would be really interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect success to come in a landslide victory all at once.
No, probably not.
I would think that this is the sort of thing that has to be introduced to people and then normalized through being on the ballot over and over and over again. But Texas, I believe, is uniquely situated as the only state in the union that has a clause in its constitution that allows it to secede. Is that right?
Yeah, there's some debate. Some say, well, that means we can split off into six different states if we wanted to. And others say, well, no, we can secede. We came into the U.S. as a nation. We can secede as a nation. There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that bars us from it. Basically, a lot of people believe we have the right to reassert our sovereignty if we wanted to. And that's a debate. The Obama administration, or, you know, presidents can think what they want and, you know, send little letters back saying, oh, well, Super Bowl decided that, but it's not the case. The joining the U.S. is not, you know, a death pact. You have the right to leave. The U.S. left Great Britain. And if people want to leave, they can. I think Thomas Jefferson was quoted as saying, if any state wants to leave the Union, let them.
Yeah, I don't think that the Civil War really solved anything except that it's a really bad idea to fire on a U.S. federal fort.
Yeah. A lot of those forts were actually handed over, to my knowledge, and then they pressed the issue, and people fired, and then a lot of people died. Hopefully, I don't think that'll be the case here. It's peaceful. No one's saying, oh, let's go fight them. Just trying to do it through the political process.
Yep.
Rusty, when is this meeting happening of the Republicans, the convention? When's that going to go?
It's this week. It's already started from Monday.
Oh, really?
Saturday. Yeah, it's in Dallas. So if anyone's listening from Dallas and you want to go check it out, I believe it's at the Omni Hotel in downtown kind of Dallas.
Keep us in the loop as this develops. It's definitely worth watching for anybody that supports the idea of secession and more Americans than I think a lot of people really thought could believe in the idea of secession. It's like one out of five Americans are already in favor of this. Thank you for the call tonight, Rusty. And there are also, there's a certain group of Americans that are in favor of secession for themselves, and then there's another group of Americans that are in favor of secession for someone else.
Right, so they just, basically what they're in favor of is not killing their friends and neighbors who wish to secede. And
or their political opponents. Some perceive, for instance, like a lefty would want to see Texas leave. Because,
right, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Wait, imagine for a second the United States without Texas if you're a leftist. That'd be kind of great. And imagine for a second the United States without Vermont.
Or California.
If you're a conservative, or California for that matter. I really think that what we're seeing in this particular election is exactly why the progressive era, why the concentration of power into Washington, D.C. was such a terrible idea. Now, I'm not saying progressives are bad. I'm talking about the progressive era where the concentration of power was a bad thing. Localized power is just a better notion, not to say it's good, because
power's bad.
Local governments stink, too.
Corruption will be there.
I'd just rather be able to, you know, see my politician in the face when they tell me, when they demand money from me, rather than having to go some long distance.
It's different when the politicians live in the same neighborhood as you, and that happens in New Hampshire because there are 400 state representatives here, and that means that each state rep only so-called represents 3,000-something people. So you really can see these people in real life. You do see them in real life. I know I have. The state senator, I see her all over the place here in the Keene area. Anyway, since you asked the question about the Texas Constitution, Mark, I actually have the answer for you from a website called TexasSecede.com. So we'll take that as somewhat of an authority. They've done their research. Question, doesn't the Texas Constitution reserve the right of Texas to secede? Answer, this heavily popularized bit of Texas folklore finds no corroboration where it counts. No such provision is found in the current Texas Constitution adopted in 1876 or the terms of annexation. However, it does state in Article 1, Section 1 that, quote, Texas is a free and independent state subject only to the Constitution of the United States. Nor note that it does not state subject to the President of the United States or to the Congress of the United States or subject to the collective will of one or more of the other states. Neither the Texas Constitution nor the Constitution of the United States explicitly or implicitly disallows the secession of Texas from the United States. Joining the Union was ever and always voluntary, rendering voluntary withdrawal an equally lawful and viable option, at least in theory. The whole Civil War, people would argue, sort of prove that that's not a voluntary option. But I love that people are still pushing for this. I'm a huge fan of the idea of secession, and I want to see this vote happen within the Republican Party in Texas. If the Republicans by some miracle do vote to secede, that's not going to remove Texas from the government.
No.
That's just sort of a referendum within the Texas Republican Party. And it would be a big deal.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on in to the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here, we're talking about secession tonight, but, you know, a lot of times we talk about the ideas of liberty in a lot of different ways. If you want to support our efforts, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board, bring new satellite listeners on, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you and it's worth the cost of a cup of coffee, fancy coffee, then help us out at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You can use Bitcoin, although right now there's a problem with Coinbase, so I guess don't know if Bitcoin is working entirely. There's like two different ways you can contribute with Bitcoin. The monthly contribution from Coinbase is currently not working. The other one might be. So let me know if you have trouble. But otherwise, Bitcoin usually works. And then also we've got any major credit card through PayPal. So those are the ways, three ways that you can support the show through the AMP program and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So get started at amp.freetalklive.com. The question was, does the Texas Constitution actually reserve the right of secession? The secessionists themselves over at TexasSecede.com say it does not. So that's a myth. It's a relatively popular myth, so people have been propagating it, but it's just not true. Now, I think it's worth noting here that New Hampshire does have Article 10, which isn't an explicitly secessionist statement, but New Hampshire's Article 10 of the Bill of Rights is a right to revolution. And, yes, sir.
Is that the same thing, though? I mean, sort of that's a right to revolt against your government. That doesn't necessarily say the state has the right to revolt against the federal government, just sort of, you know, that it's an acknowledgement.
Well,
that
it doesn't say anything about the state. It just says, I'll read you the entirety of Article 10. It's relatively short, maybe a couple sentences here. Quote, and I believe this is the only one like this of all the 50 states. Please correct me if I'm wrong about that, if there's something similar in maybe Alaska or something like that. But it would seem that earlier states like New Hampshire would be more likely to have wording like this than states that came in later.
Right. The early ones didn't know, when you're talking about the first 13 colonies, maybe Vermont too, they didn't know whether this thing was going to work necessarily. In the 1820s, just 30 short years after the Constitution, 35 maybe, the New England was looking at seceding from the Union over slavery, over the fact that everybody else had slavery. They were, they were upset about it. That's where the Quakers were concentrated, and they had given up slavery some time ago and thought that it was an immoral thing, and they were ready to secede from the Union over that. Now, that was forestalled. Then, a few decades later, the South seceded, basically over slavery, states' rights to have slavery, that kind of thing. And then you've got it all starting all over again. So, to some extent, these early states, they would have said, yeah, we can leave if we want to. That would have been part of the whole foundational deal. It's the ones that come in later where the government could say something like, hey, you want to be part of our really great growing club?
You're in it forever.
You are in it forever. Now, the Civil War and the following Supreme Court rulings certainly try to bind states that wouldn't otherwise be bound to the Constitution. But let's not forget, the Constitution had to be shoved down Rhode Island's throat. There was a blockade put on Providence, and in order to force them to take the Constitution. The Constitution is a document of force.
Oh, yeah.
That was placed over the Articles of Confederation. And done sort of without people's knowledge, really.
I didn't sign it. So here's Article 10. This is what it says. It's not specifically about any one government, Mark. It says this: government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
Yeah.
So that's just about governments, period. And it does say that if it's gone too far, then you can, under the Constitution of New Hampshire, reform the old or establish a new government. Now, that doesn't, to me, that doesn't mean that you have to establish a new federal government. You could just, have yourself a newer, smaller state government.
New type of government.
Yeah, exactly. So that, to me, is the secession option for New Hampshire right there in Article 10. And there had been precious little, if not no, from my limited legal understanding, there have been no real Supreme Court interpretations, of the New Hampshire Supreme Court, of this particular statement of Article 10. It just hasn't really come up.
Right.
So
they don't
see that.
Every time it's been brought up that I've seen, people say, if you live in a state where they have a right to revolution in the Constitution, some people, especially if there's libertarians moving to the state to find more freedom, some of those people are going to say, I invoke the right to revolution. And then the state's going to say, whoa, the prosecutor's going to say, you can't use the right to revolution.
That's what they'll
say. It's not appropriate right now. And, they'll try to limit your right to revolution. Now, I don't know how you limit a right to revolution. It's a fascinating question. Now, to the best of my knowledge, it hasn't risen to the Supreme Court level.
No, it has not. It's my understanding as well. And, of course, they're going to argue that, well, yo, you can't have a revolution right now. Your means of redress are still effective. You can go to the legislature and have them change the law.
The government is never going to say, the sitting government, the active sitting government is never going to say, now it's appropriate for you to have a revolution. They're just never going to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the...
Nor will the Supreme Court likely rule in favor of it either. So it's really...
The Supreme Court is the government.
Yeah.
What are they besides that? This is what I want, is that I would like to ask the New Hampshire Supreme Court, and I don't know how you go about finding information like this. You need sort of the perfect case. But ladies and gentlemen of the you august jurors there, whatever they are, what do they call those Supreme Court sitting people? They're
the
jurors,
court?
Right?
No, I don't think they're jurors.
Isn't that what they call a group of judges, jurors?
I've never heard that. By no means am I an attorney. I've just never heard that personally.
Mr. and Mrs. Judge and all the ships at sea.
Okay.
When is it appropriate for us to enact this right of revolution? I mean, since this is...
You don't get to ask them questions like that.
I just want to know. I get that you're not able to ask them that. They get very specific legal questions, but I just don't understand. Whoever wrote this in this document believed that revolution was a right.
June 2nd, 1784.
Right. So that's, and I would agree with them. To revolt against an onerous government is a right. The question is when you write it into a governing document and therefore make revolution against a government the right of the citizenry, when can it be enacted?
Well, not only...
When the government says it's okay, because that doesn't make any sense.
Not only does it say it's your right... That's just how they summarize it.
It's a duty.
Right. They say it is the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. They're saying if you don't resist arbitrary power, if you don't
resist... You're an absurd slave.
Right. If you don't resist against the government's oppression, then you're part of the problem. By you sitting there and watching the government abuse people and doing nothing at all about it, you're part of the problem.
That's kind of what they're saying, yeah.
And that's what most people do. Most people are part of the problem. They are scared to death of doing anything to oppose the state. And they will sit there, and I had a conversation with my mother on Mother's Day. Look, she went there. I didn't go here. We had a conversation, and I told her about the Shire Free Church. And I told her about that previously, but she acted like I hadn't, because she didn't want to hear about it the last time I talked about it. But the church, Shire Free Church, Mark, you and I are ministers of said Shire Free Church. It's an interfaith church, and I explained to her that the government, the IRS, in their own rules, do not require churches to be 501c3 in order to give people tax-exempt donation. Ability. So you can donate to a church even though it's not 501c3, and you can still claim that as an exempt, what do they call it, a deduction.
Yeah.
You can still claim that as a deduction. It's right there in the IRS rules, and just because I was doing something, you know, saying something that sounded out of the norm, she was acting all scared, like, you know, they're going to put me in prison and, oh, you better look out. People are scared of this government.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.